Breakfast with Crossy.
Breakfast with Crossy. Lainey Wilson, she's got a song we've just added to our playlist. Oh, it's been out for a little while now here in Australia. It's called Things a Man Ought to Know. It's taken from the album Saying What I'm Thinking. Good morning, Lainey. How are you?
I'm great. It's so great to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you as well. Did you ever think you'd be chatting to some I was going to say some idiot, but I mean, that's a fair call. Some idiot in Australia?
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't call you an idiot, but
I never
in a million years thought I'd be talking to somebody in Australia, so there.
Like, how did that, you know, is that something you're aware of, or is other people say, all right, we're releasing music in Australia, you're going to do this, blah, 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 or does that come about?
It's really crazy. I mean, actually, a few months ago, they were like, wow, your listeners in Australia are really going up, and, you know, I think we should kind of, like, tap into that side of things and, you know, kind of get you talking to some people over there. And I said, sign me up. I'm so ready to come to Australia.
Were you even aware that there's a country music scene in Australia?
It's really wild. So, you know, I'll be honest, growing up, I had no clue. I thought country music was just something that my town listened to. And then I realized, wow, you know, it's everywhere. And then I went over to London about 2.5 years ago and then realized there were so many people over there that love country music. And then I realized it's literally across the entire world, and that's just so cool to me, because I mean, you know, the songs that I write are songs about how I was raised, the way I grew up, my values, and it just really goes to show you that we're all a little more alike than you think.
Now, I know you co-wrote all the songs on your album. Do you think about how well they'll come across to other people that aren't you, basically? So do you make changes to be a bit more general, or do you just trust and say, all right, this is something that I want to write, this is something I want to say, and hopefully people get it?
The last thing you said, I mean, really, it's just I try to stay as authentic to myself as I possibly can, because it seems to be that, you know, those songs that I pour my heart and my soul into, the songs that I get a little more vulnerable, are the ones that people can connect to and relate to a little more anyway. And I've realized that, so I'm like, wow. So really just kind of writing my story. Those are the songs that, like, people have experienced, maybe not, you know, verbatim the situation, but they can pull things out of the songs and be like, wow, I've been there, or I've done that, you know.
You've called the album Saying What I'm Thinking, which clearly says you have something to say, but do you get people saying to you that, oh, maybe you shouldn't be saying that?
Oh, my gosh, man. Well, growing up, look, I've always been saying what I'm thinking, but growing up, my parents wanted to put a muzzle on my mouth. They were like, oh, Lainey, come on now. But, yeah, I've been saying what I'm thinking my whole life, so I figured why not name the record that. And I definitely try to think before I speak. I think that's very important. But yeah, for the most part, I feel like, you know what? Honesty is my go-to. The truth will set you free and everybody else around you.
Absolutely. And yeah, you can say to the parents, huh? Look. Look what I've done. It's working
Amen.
Out. I mean, speaking of working out, I mean, that song, Things a Man Ought to Know, what is it? 30-plus million streams for that single alone. Like, I mean, yeah. How does that compare to, you know, you think back to the early days when you first arrived in Nashville and how that was?
Yeah.
Could you imagine it?
It's crazy. Yeah, when you just said that number, I'm like, holy moly. You know, it's so crazy because people are like, can you believe it? And at the end of the day, yes, I can believe it, because this is the only thing I know how to do. I mean, I've never had a plan B. Like, plan A, it had to work at some point in time. So it just feels nice to know that, you know, that little girl who just had stars in her eyes, and, you know, that little girl who was writing songs when she was 9 years old wasn't completely crazy. And it's, it really is wild. I mean, you know, I'm hoping that people can hear my story and be like, wow, you know, if you really stick to your guns and keep your head down and your blinders on, then you can do it.
What inspired you to say, yep, this is what I want to do. There's nothing else I want to do, so I'm going to do it.
It's crazy. So I've always just had this weird sense of peace. I mean, my family took me on a family vacation to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, when I was 9 years old, and on the way home to Louisiana, I begged them to just drive through Nashville, and I remember exactly where I was on the interstate in the back seat at 9 years old, and I said, this is home. And my parents were like, Lainey, you are 9 years old. Like, what are you talking about? You know, and But I've always known. I've always had this crazy sense of overwhelming peace. And even when they took me to the Opry that weekend, I just remember looking at the stage and being like, I'm going to do that one day. And there's been no other question to it. You know, I mean, I did go to college and I got a degree and all those things. But at the end of the day, like, this is my life. Country music has always been my life.
And you mentioned the Opry. You actually did do the Opry just the other day.
Yes, I did, man.
Crazy. How was that? Was it everything you imagined?
Yes, it was. So that was actually the second time I played it, and I was just as nervous and excited and honored as I was the first time. I mean, it truly is just, it's such an honor to be able to stand up there in that circle where, I mean, every single one of my heroes have stood. And, you know, the first time I went to the Opry, we saw Bill Anderson, Little Jimmy Dickens, Phil Vassar, Crystal Gayle. And it's just so crazy and full circle that I was able to stand up there, and it's just the wildest thing for me.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kix.